Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast.
I'm Connor.
Try number three. Try number three. We got it. We got it. Hi, Connor.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Yeah. Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. I'm Andy.
I'm Connor.
And it's Pretty Boy Chris.
Hey!
Yay!
Hey! Some of the OGs are back.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Now we got to get Deb back on the podcast somehow.
Somehow.
For her goodbye episode. That's a little late.
It's a couple of years.
Years now?
Dude, we're coming up on the end of our third year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very soon. Oh my God. Holy shit. This goes by fast.
It does. I think I met you 3 years ago.
What the fuck happened?
Worst 3 years of my time.
Oh my god. Wait,
three years for you? I had to deal with them longer. Trust me.
Dude, I feel so much worse for you.
Never mind.
No more. We.
I'm not going to bring that up on the podcast. Never mind. We're just going to leave that one alone. Not touch it. We're going to be talking about the Valve Index. Oh, not the Valve Index. Let me try that again. The Valve Steam Deck.
That's better.
Today, because ours should be in the mail in the next couple of months. Mine and Connor's. You got the high-end one, too.
Same one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, compared from the middle, it was either going to be the middle of the or the end one, but the end one just had so much more stuff. I was like,
so much
it,
more
not?
Stuff. And
for what, like, $100 more, I think it was?
Well, it's
a lot, but
yeah,
a little over 100.
A little over 100 bucks more, but We'll get into it. We will get into it. There's a lot of goodies. I think we unpacked this before a little bit, but now we're getting closer. Some other
it's
people.
Been over a year.
Yeah.
Since we were starting.
It doesn't matter, man.
I know.
Year and counting.
Yeah. Then I think we wanted to talk about what me and Chris did last night, which drove us completely.
And
actually, it was 90% of our day.
It's exactly
besides the 10% of driving to going to other places.
Yes,
yeah.
I was not proud of it.
It's all right.
Especially
when
I told you could have just used this.
Yeah, at the end of it all.
Fuck. It's all right.
Yeah, well, you know.
We figured it out.
But at least Chris will be putting out some more podcasts again.
Yay.
Now that he has extra space in his PC. Continuing on. Connor hastily put together which is
hastefully.
Better.
Hastefully. It was actually pretty quick compared to norm.
That was pretty quick.
That's why you're like, really already?
Yeah. That wasn't like a joke.
No, I know. It was just fast.
You didn't see him, but he was sitting there just fucking.
Yeah,
typing away like, I got it.
Lightning speed.
So you ready to play now?
Yeah.
You want to play now?
Yeah, well,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, right now. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
All
right,
get undressed.
All right, let's go.
All right, we start.
What just happened?
It's better not to ask questions.
Listen,
okay?
If you want
to
play the game, you got to follow the rules.
Okay. Okay.
This is my game, my rules.
Hey, guys.
Yeah? You suck, Sarah. And if you're going to talk,
why is she here?
Yeah, she's not even using a mic.
She broke
here.
The cardinal rule.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you know better.
So she gets a bag of shame today, right?
Yes,
I like it.
Regardless
of the outcome, she's getting the bag of shame.
Win, lose, or draw, Sarah keeps the bag. Because she talked without a microphone.
All right, which is better, Forewarned or Crows?
Hmm.
I'm gonna go with Kroos. Oh, you haven't been here since we established the point system.
No, we'll have to revamp that a little bit. I feel cheated.
So
this is my game. I should not be losing.
So
well, of course,
it's
supposed to be rigged in my favor.
Absolutely,
it's 2 points if you get it and stick with it.
Okay,
throughout the description,
mm-hmm.
It's 1 point if you get it and you change. If you don't get it, it's no points.
Okay.
Okay.
Should be negative points.
Well, no, it should be negative points if you fucking pick the right one and then decide to switch on the wrong one.
Yeah.
What's it? What are we playing Jeopardy here?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
0 points if you stay, you just stuck with your gut, so you get 0 points. But if you switch, negative point.
Negative one.
Negative point.
If it was wrong anyway.
Yeah. So
that might be a good change, actually.
But here's the thing.
I
like
it.
Yeah, Connor would like it. But here's the kicker. This is where it slightly evens out.
Okay.
That
I get fucked.
Connor can potentially get more fucked than he used to. Is so each round you either get 2 or 1 point per round, and we do 2 rounds. If I get 1 point, Connor gets nothing, right? If I get it right and you get it right, he gets nothing.
Yeah.
If I get it right and you get it wrong, he gets one. If we both get it wrong, it's 2. So there is a potential for Connor to get 4 full points, though, too. Where we can... Oh, yeah, we could get 4 points, though, too. Yeah, it's pretty fair.
I don't know if I...
Points-wise, it's fair. Equally? Well, man, we could... Man, we could get into this conversation, but we're not going to.
Yeah. So let's just continue.
But you get the idea, right?
I just gotta do a better job.
Yeah. Okay. It's a lot of math, and I didn't care for it at first, but seeing how much it's fucking Connor over, I'm okay with it.
All right.
I should just get out of here. Have a good one, you guys.
Nice knowing you. I'm out.
Okay. Peace so out. What did I say? It wasn't Kroos. It was the first one. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you said you wanted Kroos.
No, I thought you said Kroos.
It's either Kroos or Forewarned.
Oh, okay. Then Kroos.
Okay.
Let's go with Forewarned.
And he's already picked up the strategy me and Sarah have established. Go with the opposite. The look. I wish we had a fucking cam. It works in your favor, though, when there's more than 2 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen often.
No.
It's usually just those three. Or not those three, but 3 people.
3 people. Yeah.
All right. I'll start with Forewarned. Forewarned is a 1-4 player co-op survival horror. Gear up and delve deep into the ancient Egyptian ruins with your team to follow archaeologists. Investigate the phenomenon around you, collect treasure, discover lore, and survive the evil that lurks within.
Hmm.
So that was Forewarned. And then Kroos is a free-to-play, team-based, massive multiplayer shooter where mercenaries engage in all-out warfare to secure sought-after meteorite resources for powerful nations. Conquer the battlefield by air, land, and sea in this realistic and strategic twist on the squad shooter game.
Now, here's my thought process. Forewarned sounds like it's either a really crappy game with okay graphics, or it's a retro-style game and it's really good. However, Kroos sounds like that copy-paste, it's a shooter, we can't really fuck it up too hard. And if that, it's mediocre at the best, at the worst, but it could be really good at the same time. So, I'm going with Kroos still.
Something tells me that the one I picked is, like you said, iffy.
It either sucks or it's great.
Yeah, it's...
There's no happy medium.
No,
there's no good happy medium. At least with mine, there's a happy medium.
Yeah. I think I'll go to Kroos.
That your final answer.
My final answer.
2 points goes me.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Crows was the loser. Forewarned was the winner.
Wow.
Was that I again, right? It's a retro style game in the end.
No, it's not. Let me go back to it. Sorry, on my phone, this kind of sucks more than on the PC. I'd be able to easily flip between all of them.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah, if I spell it correctly, it helps a lot.
Yeah, it does. It really does, because it seems like, you know, computer users have to be really good at spelling, which I am not.
I am not either.
Me either, so we're all fucked.
Well, I'll turn off the sound. That way they're not hearing, like, background noise.
So it's here. F-O-R-W-A-R-D. Can you please go full screen
for me?
W-A-R-N-E-D.
So that's the game.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, the graphics aren't super terrible.
No, but...
Oh, is this the one where... Is this the one where, like, Molly and Josh Dubb and your narrator did, like, stuff, and there was a shadow behind him, and he's like, hey, wow, there's cool shit. Wait a minute, they didn't... No, that's not your... Oh, no!
Probably.
I don't know.
One of my favorites, though, is Eddie VR. Mm-hmm. Have you ever watched his stuff? Oh, my God.
What was the one I just saw? I forgot. Was it Josh or Eddie VR? The head narrator go through... they had a player on there, and he goes through the A, B, C, and then D. He talks about... It's a couple years old now.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that one? All right. Look it up. It's actually pretty good. made me laugh.
One of my favorites is some of Eddie's... Five Nights at Freddy.
Oh, I haven't. I've seen that.
That's fucking hilarious because he starts swearing in Spanish. I learned a lot of Spanish and not a lot of good words from that. So I mean, I picked it up and I started talking to one of my friends, and he's like, yeah, man, I told him, I'm like, I've been watching this YouTube channel. He's like, who is it? I'm like, it's Eddie VR. He's like, I don't know who that is. You should watch sometime. He speaks in Spanish sometimes when he gets scared. He's like, really?
Really?
And he's I forget what part of Mexico his family is from, but he's gotten sworn at a couple of times in Spanish.
In Spanish?
Shout out to Kevin. You're going to try and shank me with that screwdriver?
Of course.
Okay.
What else do you do with screwdrivers?
Unscrew things. Oh, you reminded me of something, and I'm going to keep it for later. But what's our next two games that are my dude?
We have either Azurium, I think is how you pronounce it. Or
you could ask Sarah.
E-R-Z-U-R-U-M. Erzurium.
I'm a visual guy. There's
I told you the letters, so visualize it. Use your brain.
Your imagination.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
I told you yes.
Okay, continuing on.
So I told you the two. Muck or Erzurium.
Muck?
Muck.
Muck.
M-U-C-K.
That's not it. M-U-K.
Yes, M-U-C-K.
Not like the Pokemon.
Muck. No.
Okay.
Negative.
Negativo.
Azurium.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Azurium, too.
Okay. I will start with Azurium since you guys both did it. Azurium is a winter survival game which you will struggle against freezing temperatures, the wild nature, hunger, and thirst. Then we have Muck, which is a survival roguelike. Collect resources, find items, and build a base to survive for as long as you can.
Hmm. Kind of like Rust.
Yeah. I don't know about Russ, but
I'm gonna stick with mine.
I think I'm gonna stick with it.
I love this game. Well,
man, that's 4 points for Connor, 0 points for you guys.
All right, so we get a roll. Me and Chris do a roll off for the bag. Stop that. That's fucking my weird.
Winner.
Plus.
winner, chicken dinner.
Plus, we do not have the
camera.
Camera. Thank you.
I know. That's the best part. No one has to know what happened.
Dude, like some of the stuff that we actually do on this podcast.
Probably would
like,
be better to see.
Oh my God. We are definitely visual.
You saw
people.
Some of this stuff?
Yeah.
Well, I can't sit still, so I'm.
No, I mean, it makes it more entertaining.
Yes.
To be honest. Okay, pick your D20. Make sure it's a D20, sir.
Goodbye.
These are metal.
Remember, guys, it's not too important because Sarah gets the bag regardless.
Yes, this is true.
We're essentially rolling for her.
So, yeah. Let's see.
12.
12?
Yep.
My boy, I got me a 15.
Ah!
Ooh. So,
Chris, you are
the
kind of the bag of shame.
The bag of shame holder.
Yeah. For Sarah.
For Sarah.
She's loaning it to you.
Yes. Yeah, yes. The loney. The
loney.
Loney.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Whatever.
It's the word.
Continuing on. So.
Pantheon? No.
Me and Chris did a small endeavor yesterday, which turned to be a big endeavor, which turned to, well, fuck. At the
turned
end of
into
it.
Well, fuck.
At the end of it. Yes. Because, well, fuck. I mean, you. You came over and told us, oh, yeah, you could have used that.
Well, now you know.
We hit our heads.
You guys should have said something.
damn, dude. Like, yeah, didn't piece the puzzle pieces together, really.
One plus one didn't equal two for our situation.
Well, okay. So what we did yesterday, Chris wanted to put in his new hard drive that he bought.
Should I explain what it is?
It is a Seagate Iron Wolf NAS. Okay. Hard drive. It is a 10 terabyte hard drive. I start reading the back of it and I'm like, oh, this is for RAID setup. It's for essentially
a server PC. You'd usually want to set up RAID 0 anyway because it's the fastest.
But. Right.
Right.
But still, I'm thinking, well, it's a server hard drive. We can't use it. It's going to suck. Well, we're going to have to figure something else out. So we go to, where did we go first? Best Buy.
We
needed cable management.
Yes, because we started cutting the
zip ties
to figure out the whole cables because they're all kind of fucked up.
Oh my God, it was a mess. It was a rat's nest in that fucking thing. It was awful. I even had to flip-flop one of the chips because... it was tensioned really badly across the actual chip on one of the wires. I could explain it, and it's just a pain in the fucking balls. And we started at 1:30 in the afternoon and didn't finish until 11:40.
Yeah.
But then we did some running around. Oh, no, we tried to figure out what we could do from there because Connor... thankfully, supplied us with some hard drives, which he's going to take those two home and put them in the recycling bin, probably.
I don't know. I'll check this 1 terabyte and see why it wouldn't boot up.
But. I don't know exactly what happened with it, but you probably have way more knowledge about how that would work.
Yes.
It doesn't boot up, doesn't boot up.
So
I'm not going to tinker with this thing when it was free to me.
Right.
As you said, it'll go in the recycling bin if it's not going to work.
Right. So we ended up going back out to Best Buy by like...
it was like what? Seven?
7 o'clock?
Somewhere around there.
Got to Best Buy, because I live out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Oh, I know.
You know, by a, by a half an hour before it's close.
45-minute drive, get anywhere.
It's 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
It's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Exaggerate a little 20. Bit.
I usually tell people it's about 30 minutes if you want to do anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, if you want to get shit done, you it's put about yourself 30 about 30 yeah. minutes.
Grocery shopping is the only thing that's, like, a lot closer, but still decent distance compared to some.
Oh, yeah. Even if I went to the one in Newark.
Yeah.
I was going
to
say.
It's probably closer
for you to go to.
No, it's just faster. Instead of turning and doing that shit. But, continuing on. Get to Best Buy. We figured out we might as well get an M.2. That might be the quickest and easiest thing to just plug in and get playing.
Right.
Realize we don't have a screw to hold the M.2 in.
I have bags and bags of screws.
Wish I knew that.
We're like, fuck. I ordered a bunch.
I built so many PCs, and I tell people, do you want these screws? You might need. And they're like, nah, I don't need extra screws. So I got bags upon bags of screws.
So we're going over to your place when we go to build a server.
Yeah.
Basically. Which, we finally found that, if we take one of the screws out of the back of one of these hard drives,
it'll probably fit.
It'll probably fit. Sure as shit, it does fit. It's right in the center, by the way. Yep, right there. That one.
Now it's going to fall apart. You ruined it.
It's game over.
It's broken. More than it was before.
Get the M.2 in. Now the RGB on the fans aren't working, but the fans are spinning. At least that's happening. For Chris's sake, as long as the computer doesn't fry itself,
we're good.
As long as the magical blue smoke doesn't appear.
Yeah, as long as we don't release some magical blue smoke. That runs the computer. If you don't know that, we'll explain it some other time.
Computers run on what magic, guys.
That's what the audience is talking about right now.
And then when the magical blue smoke releases from the
It goes for piece of cars, equipment. Too.
What?
It goes with cars, too.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh. If you see the magical blue smoke coming out the exhaust pipe.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's done. It's car's gone.
Oh, yeah.
It's dead.
It's honestly, what it usually means is you blew a head gasket and now you're burning oil.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Not good.
Ooh, that's bad. Yeah.
But it's still magical blue smoke. And if you see the magical blue smoke on either electronics or a car, you're pretty well fucked with that. Continuing on.
Anyway.
So, finally, we get the M.2 in, get it all set up, and then start transferring the games that was keeping Chris from recording the past couple of weeks because he filled up
and the games was too hard.
because
debating about that.
Especially after you told me you had green light, so it would have taken like 10 seconds to re-download him if needed.
Yeah.
Well, now he's got an M.2 that's got 2 terabytes. Two terabytes, and I forget the reading write speed, but it's fucking quick.
It was quick.
It's fast enough.
And now his games will run more efficiently, and his startup was way faster than it was when he brought it over.
Well, yeah, when you have a full drive, it just bogs it down. Oh, you never want to completely fill a drive.
I think I had, 7 gigs?
Yes, you got a drive that's completely filled.
Yeah, it was like 7 gigs, my dude. Left a hard drive space.
It's a good amount of room.
It's like filling a glass almost to the brim.
I got maxed out drives just because I didn't want to spend more money on getting more drives. But you shouldn't max them out.
No.
It bogs them down.
I think you made a good point of making sure the operating system has
its own drive. Yep.
And then just load
it. I bought a 240 SSD and it just has the operating system on it. That's it.
However,
we talked about maybe getting another one just to put Windows on that.
Yeah.
Just enough space.
And I can help you migrate that over.
And then we could
how many gigs would that take just to...
So the bigger the drive, usually the faster speeds you're going to get out of it. But if you go too big, then you're wasting space. So 240 gig is what I recommend people. You can go bigger if you really want, but there's really no need. Or get a small M.2 because you said you had another space for it and that'd be even faster. But for boot up speeds between the two,
I mean, I don't think you really care.
It's like between another second or two, you know?
Yeah, yeah, we're talking milliseconds at that point.
Because if you need the speed.
I'd rather, you might as well just put the game down.
You might as well be doing cocaine. Faster.
Yeah.
You're faster! So, that brought us to, well, my first idea is I might go on to LinusTechTips.com and buy their fucking screwdriver, because, damn, like having four or five screwdrivers that out sucked. And not having the right one sucked balls.
I would also recommend just going to iFixit and getting their kit.
Or do that. I saw some other Linus Tech Tips things.
I don't know if his is just like a personalized one.
It is a personalized one, and it's just a straight up like one socket driver.
Okay.
With the back end opens up, and you have all the attachments inside there, and it's magnetic, which none of the screwdrivers I had were.
No.
So dropped a screw in there and might have fried the RGB.
Thanks, Andy.
I'm sorry, but we were talking about upgrading your fans to Noctuas.
Yeah, we did say that, but now I don't have pretty colors, but that's okay.
Pretty colors or high functionability.
Pretty colors.
I mean, the Noctua fans are not really that expensive, are they, Connor?
No, they're not.
No.
And they're super high performance and quiet. So there's that. The Linus Tech Tips LTT.com has, and obviously they don't sponsor us because they don't give a shit about us. And they're in Canada, so I mean,
that's nice. It's like a little tube that comes out that has all the bits wrapped around it.
Yeah, you see why I want that now. So I don't have to, and it's ratchetable.
Yeah, that is pretty nice.
So that might have to happen.
Otherwise, this is technically what you want, because PCs apparently just want different bolts, and it's nice to have the different ones anyway.
Yep. But I saw that.
They give you all those tips, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's actually really nice to have a kit like that.
But
I've been meaning to get a kit like this, because they have some screwdrivers for certain things.
Yes, they do.
I mean, for certain things.
So
the oddballs, like the security ones for the Wiis and shit. Stupid.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, the specialized security.
Yeah, bolt. The ones that are like, I think they're Wiis. I think they only have three prong on them.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think I'm remembering that right. I could be wrong.
Continuing on, we have been talking about it slightly frequently, on and off. We want to do a server at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you guys got anything, I might put up something on Discord to talk about computer stuff. I might even put it as computer stuff, so we can all talk about nerdy computer shit. So
yeah, I figured I'd probably just volunteer my drive for now to start that. If you guys are interested in that, and we can.
I mean, we could start looking up cases and stuff like that. I think that's the biggest thing you're going to have to do next, though, honestly, is upgrade a case. Upgrade the case.
Fine. You'll be fine.
I mean, it's not that bad.
It's working.
It's not too horrible.
Yeah, it's working. That's all that matters.
Right. As long as it's working, we got it managed a little bit better than it was.
Yes.
Okay, a little bit better. It's better than it was. At least you can reach your hand in where the hard drive slots are now.
Yes.
It's not covered up. Is that where all the cords were stuffed?
No, they were stuffed next to it, but next it was like it. But they hang came up down like over it there. And then go in between the...
I went to pull one of the trays out, and there was a couple cords right there. So you're like, hold on, let me just move this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was nice.
Yeah.
Thank you to the company that I bought my computer from.
Don't mention
which I'm not mentioning here.
Yeah, don't mention companies, because if we do get sponsorships, we're not going to throw away sponsorships right away. Okay?
Do you really want a sponsorship from that one?
Probably not. Even though two out of three of us have one of those computers. His is just newer, but mine is...
Apparently people didn't want to build one with me.
I just was looking for a pre-build because I figured we'll just upgrade. We'll upgrade and we'll go from there. You know,
Chris was taking his hiatus.
You know, I figured we'll do that.
On the other hand, I should have talked to you.
That's okay. That was like right when we were meeting each other is when you bought that computer.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah. And then we had you on the podcast and so on and so forth.
I think you already had the computer before I came on the first time for the podcast, right?
Yes.
Yes, but you still bitched at me about that.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Because I told you.
So that's our little bit of information that we're
going to get away with it.
Yeah,
not at all.
That's the little bit of information that we want to talk about before we get into the Steam Deck. So we're going to take our break right about now, and we're back, and we're going to be talking about the Steam Deck.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that was for the next episode.
Yeah.
that's not next episode?
That's not.
And on the next episode of Rage Game Network.
On the next.
Next time on RGN. Will Andy talk about the Steam Deck?
Or will Connor talk about, what was it, New World?
The one I kept talking about a lot.
Yeah.
I think it was New World.
Yeah.
New World again.
I mean, I could talk about Core Keeper again.
Oh my
god! I'm still playing Core Keeper.
How's Core Keeper though?
It's fantastic. Actually, I've been playing a lot of Earth League of Legends, and then people have been making jokes about Don't Break Your Hand Again.
Yeah, bro. Nice.
I've gotten tons of messages on Discord, be like, well, "Now watch yourself. Don't hurt your hand."
Are you sure you should be playing that? You remember what happened last time? Hey, yeah. So
your PTSD is kicking in.
So the Steam Deck, for those people that have been waiting like me and Connor have, you know what your packages are going to be like. For those who have decided to wait, why? First of all. Second of all, here's some things you can look forward to. So they come in three different packages, obviously high, low, medium packages. The low end is $400. I know, okay, first of all, yeah, that's expensive, Andy. Okay, $400. Okay, will that even get you in the door? That would probably get you in the door with some games for a Nintendo Switch and a Nintendo Switch. Right? Am I not correct? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. But what the Nintendo Switch doesn't have is 64 gigs of fucking memory and a carrying case that comes with it. All right.
When you say memory, people are going to think you mean RAM.
I
just want to specify.
Capacity. Sorry.
Storage.
Storage. Capacity.
Yes. Oh, my God.
For storage.
Storage.
All right. We're good.
Man, I mean, if it was 64 gigs of fucking RAM, holy
that's why, like, later we've been like, there's 512 gigs of memory. People have been like, whoa, that's what?
That's
fast.
So
we have lightning speeds here.
But that's the package you're getting. You're getting the Steam Deck. You're getting the...
A lot of wasted stuff. Sorry, go ahead. If that was the memory. Sorry, go ahead.
It probably flew over my head, and I'll listen to the episode later and be like, that motherfucker. So the ADD kicked in. I'm trying to like hyper-focus.
Yeah, you're good.
So that's $400 or $399 US, whatever. 64 gigs of storage.
Storage
with a carrying case. That's your base level. Your next level is $529 or $530 if you're like me and just round that $9 up because you're going to be paying for taxes and stuff. Anyways, storage space is 256 gigabytes.
I just realized it's an SSD. The last two are SSDs.
Yes, they are SSDs. Ooh, okay. They're NVMe SSDs. So in other words, an M.2, right?
Yeah.
Fast storage, carrying case, exclusive Steam community profile bundle. I have no idea what that part is, but cool. And then for the high end, and probably the most bang for your buck, honestly, which me and Connor got, is $650. Okay, $649.
Yeah.
Storage is 512 gigabytes with another M.2 SSD, quote unquote. Fastest storage, premium anti-glare etched glass, exclusive carrying case, exclusive, not just a carrying case, exclusive carrying case, exclusive Steam community profile bundle, exclusive virtual keypad theme. Okay.
Yeah.
We are looking.
Keyboard.
That is keyboard.
But that's,
keyboard, fine. Whatever.
Keypad board, same difference.
Yeah, it is. I shouldn't have corrected.
Orange apples.
Order availabilities right now, you're looking at October of 2022 if you order like today. Me and Connor are looking at July/September area this year to be getting ours. I know on Linus Tech Tips, they do have theirs. They were probably on the first queue because those went out, and I think the second queue has gone out, correct, by now.
I don't know. I think so, but I have no idea.
Could be close, probably.
Probably. So
yeah, for third quarter, then first and second got shipped already, yeah.
Yeah, first and second. And it said that first quarter went out on time, which all I
probably to all YouTubers and people to
yeah talk people about. Yeah right. That are and I'll hey. Say this Linus on Linus yes. Tech yeah Linus on Linus Tech yeah they had insider information a little bit quote unquote Linus Tech Tips
yeah what happened to your insider information
and dude why we're not big enough yet
why aren't you networking us like that man
wow
dude. Why this. This needs to be bigger.
You're failing on your PR position here.
Oh, my. Speaking of which, GoFest, we need our cards.
Yes.
To hand out. Are you going to be GoFest? Available for both?
When's GoFest? Again?
It is the 4th and the 5th of June.
June. Yeah. Yeah, be available.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. We talked about this. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Because I did cancel plans.
You canceled plans?
I canceled plans.
And now you're making plans.
No, I've made the plans for this.
And then canceled them.
No.
Canceled the other.
Yeah, you canceled the plans for this, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he canceled these plans and then re...
because I paid money...
and then replanned it.
Because I paid money for this and this will actually...
Well, somebody... Oh.
Sorry.
I was going to say somebody fucked up, and then I saw it was an ambulance. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, something did get fucked up.
Yeah.
Europeans, that's how an ambulance is supposed to sound like.
Wee.
Damn.
Ouch. No wonder why people don't get out of the way for you guys.
It's
a joke. Continuing on.
That's why it's called the Band-Aid bus.
For the people that don't know, Chris is a security guard for a hospital, so I mean, he has all the jokes
and
for
first
that.
Responder in the past. So yeah,
yeah. So I mean, it's not quite proper, but hey. All right. So continuing on, processor, we are looking at an AMD APU, CPU Zen. Wow. Zen 2, 4CT, 8T. I have no idea what the hell this means. But computing hertz is 2.4 to 3.5 gigahertz. All I can think is the difference between the two is probably the first, your first one and your highest end. Am I not correct? Probably. GPU.
Oh, you're saying the range is basically based off the models?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm thinking that's what the case is. I don't know specifics. I could probably watch Linus Tech Tips.
You're probably right.
That probably that makes sense, right?
And then we got GPU is an 8RDNA2C. U.S. I don't know how to...
1 to 1.6 gigahertz, yeah.
Yeah, okay. 1 to 1.6 gigahertz, probably in the same case. What? Say it! Say it, motherfucker.
That's not that, man.
Do I sound like a complete moron?
No. No.
It's kind of hard to read,
no,
ain't
it's,
it?
It's like when you have the keyboard and you have someone who hasn't, you know how to use a keyboard.
Oh, my God.
Click, 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 click.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fine. So I worked with a guy fairly recently. That's how he typed.
Oh,
that's how
my dad God.
Types. He even went... his excuse was, kicked out of my typewriting class.
Honestly, the only reason I can type as fast as I do is because of RuneScape. It wasn't even my typing class. It was literally because of RuneScape. Like, I have my own home row. It's literally WASD, and then, like, my hands are, like, kind of, like, randomly spread on the right. Yeah, I don't know. I just, it works. It works for me.
So, I kind of learned how to type from school. Then AOL Instant Messenger and Yahoo Instant Messenger.
They taught us stuff, but it wasn't until video games that I typed a lot more. Like I.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. AOL, AIM, or... aging myself. AOL Instant Messenger and Yahoo MySpace. Instant Messenger. Dude, that's when I became good at typing.
We'd message in class and everything.
I've never really cared for social media. I mean, as you can tell from my Facebook, I haven't
updated
in years.
Dude, and then it died hard.
What?
The instant messengers. As soon as texting came out,
dead. Well, why do you need it? Discord's technically just instant message.
Kind of. It's more of a forum. Old school style forum. Okay.
I was going to look at MySpace.
Oh my God.
That's old.
Yeah.
It is old.
MySpace. I remember having music on my MySpace.
They said the GTA intro song.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyways.
I think mine was old as I think I had Avenged Sevenfold on there. But
do you have to be old in order to have that?
No. But the RAM, our memory.
You can call it RAM.
Memory, RAM.
It's just usually what people
random
think of when
you say
random
access memory. How about that? There we go.
RAM.
Yeah. Okay, so we got no confusion. Random access memory.
All right.
Is 16 gigs LPDDR5. DDR5, which is awesome because some computers aren't even running DDR5 currently. Nope. And you still have stuff that's upgradable without DDR5. And I think mostly Intel has the whole thing on DDR5 to begin with anyways, right?
No idea.
Continuing on.
I got so much other stuff.
We kind of talked about our storage. But there's more information on our details here. That is up on store.steampowered.com/steam-deck/sales/sales-section that's probably my information.
Yes.
Never mind.
So basically,
not going to give you that part.
Basically, if you just look up the Steam Deck and look at their website, you should be able at the bottom
can,
to find the tech.
Yeah, you can find a full detail specs.
Yeah.
But storage is the three different ones. It says it is the first one is a 62 gig eMMC quotation marks.
So these are just different gens of
PCIe Gen 2.1. And then we got the 256 NVMe, NVMe
SSD.
It's the Gen 3.4, mm-hmm. and then we have the 512 that is a 3.4 as well. And it says high-speed VME, NVMe, whatever. All models use socketed 2.2. Okay, so this is for more of those people that are going to tear their Steam Deck apart. Okay, all models use a socketed 2230 M.2 module. Not intended for end user replacement.
Yeah.
Not intended, but I looked at Linus Tech Tips. Valve did put out a teardown on YouTube on how to get in and out. Most of their stuff is, most of the screws are self-tapping screws, so if they go in, they might not go. If they gone in and you take them out, they might not go back in correctly. Okay, so that's kind of why they say not for intended end user replacement. All models include a high speed micro SSD,
micro SD
card slot.
Just
so,
like the Switch for more storage.
Yeah.
Yeah, more storage. Okay, perfect. So we can talk about the input and controls. There are obviously joysticks on both ends. I forget what PlayStation calls them, the Joy-Cons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got their own version. It's a fucking joystick. All right, this is supposed to be... What?
I was just going through the different names, thumbstick.
Thumbstick, joystick.
Yeah, what are you going to call that?
Fuck,
yeah,
who gives a shit? All right. The thumbsticks are two full-sized analog sticks with... Shut the fuck up. What? Fuck you guys.
Continue your conversation.
But the upside yes. we're looking at with the thumbsticks in this case are we're going to see, hopefully, ones after use that we're not going to get the drifting problems like we saw on some of the newer PlayStation 4 controllers, the huge freaking Nintendo Switch problem that they were having that went through court even.
Did it ever get settled?
I don't even remember.
I mean, we talked about
it was ongoing for a while. But Xbox had some problems too with that. Basically,
don't tell me that.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
Basically,
I don't want
to know. I want to play my Halo in peace when you know I actually have a working controller.
Basically, people looked into is most of these companies were buying from essentially the same seller of
manufacturer
of these joysticks.
Okay.
And come to find out, they all had the same problem because it was basically the same product. Okay.
That makes sense.
But we will have an AB... XY buttons, a D-pad, go figure, a right and left trigger, a right and left bumper, a view and menu buttons, and four assignable grip buttons. So essentially, your platform is also a programmable freaking professional controller, too.
Mm-hmm.
Style controller. If you've ever looked at a professional controller for like Xbox or PlayStation, they're all very same. Most of them are actually plug-in because the response time is quicker.
Right.
For most of us, it doesn't matter if it's wireless or not, but they will have ring and pinky finger buttons underneath their controllers that have different actions. So everything's assigned a certain button. So nothing gets pressed accidentally. Like, say, in Call of Duty, when you're sprinting and you want to drop down and you don't. So, yeah. We talked about the thumbsticks.
Guessing you have not learned that from experience.
Oh, I, you know.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of these.
What, the trackpad?
Trackpad. We got haptics, HD haptics, whatever that means. Trackpad says it's a...
You know what haptics are?
No.
It'd be like the rumbles.
Oh, oh, okay. That's for like... Okay, that makes sense.
I know for some people, they don't care. They'll probably...
Some people turn them off. Usually people turn them off.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah.
Like I know I'm...
Oh, cool, so I got this.
Turn them off. Yeah.
Turn it right off. We got a trackpad that's probably like the pad I got on the center of the PlayStation controller, right?
Yeah.
It's so touch...
Your laptop, it's your touch. The touchpad.
It's the touchpad. Okay. That is a 2x32.5 millimeter square trackpad that with haptic. Holy haptic. Fuck feedback with 55% better latency compared to Steam controller pressure sensitive for configure click strength.
All right.
Thanks, Echo. Shut the fuck up. Oh my god.
You are welcome.
I love playing Echo. How about you read some goddamn shit and I'll start echoing here. How's that sound?
Six axis IMU.
Nice.
For the gyro.
Ooh, actually, you read this because you want me to definitely
more of this than.
So yeah. Our resolution is 1280 by 800 pixel, 16 by 10 aspect ratio. It's a optically bonded IPS LCD for enhanced readability.
Mm.
Display size 7. Inch diagonal, brightness 400 nit, not bad. Refresh rate 60 hertz. It is touch enabled and has ambient light sensors.
That's awesome.
That thing's getting good.
I'm guessing will it auto adjust brightness then?
Probably.
Okay. Like if you're out in
that makes
middle
sense.
Of the day, it's gonna turn it up so you can see.
Probably the size, the screen's probably the size of most phones, if not the size of my phone.
I think it's about slightly bigger than the Switch, if it's, but.
So, yeah, you gotta add the.
Well, yeah.
But,
yeah, the screen size is basically like a phone, and then, yeah, with everything.
Yeah, with everything else, like a Switch, it's like you said. Little bit bigger than the Switch. I am totally looking forward to this. Like, I am super pumped. It has Bluetooth.
Oh, wow.
Bluetooth 5 connectability.
5.0 connect. Bluetooth.
Yep.
Sorry.
5.0, whatever.
You're good.
Wi-Fi.
It's got Wi-Fi.
Hi, Wi-Fi.
dual band Wi-Fi radio, 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz. I have no idea.
2x2 MIMO.
Thank you. And then a bunch of letters and numbers after that with... Whatever.
Yeah, it's not important.
Okay, Chris, read me some audio here.
All right. So we've got, it looks like for channels, it's a stereo with an embedded DPS for an immersive listening experience.
Yep. You said you were going to do it, and then you never did. So.
Damn it.
I was going to. Go ahead. It's probably better for the listeners not.
Yeah, probably, right?
Sorry.
I'm just helping him. God. So microphones. You got a dual microphone array. The headphone and mic jack are 3.5 millimeter stereo headphone headset jack. So it looks like a typical.
Typical. So you can take like... Oh, your PlayStation or your Xbox headphones that have the microphone jack and just right in.
All right. Digital says it's a multi-channel audio via DisplayPort over UPSC.
USB-C.
Standard USB-C or Bluetooth 5.0.
Nice. All right.
Sounds pretty standard for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Power. We have 45 watt USB type C, PD3O power supply. Oh, okay. So three, whatever. Continuing on. Battery is a 40 watt hour battery, 2 to 8 hour gameplay. Jesus Christ.
How, if it might, if we take a second here, how long does it take for the Switch with one battery charge? About the same or
about 6 hours ish.
Okay, so
it's pretty comparable. It's a,
yeah,
comparable.
I mean, it depends on what game you're playing, and how intense it is. What's the brightness? That's exactly the reason why that one's that way.
Two to eight.
Yeah.
Our expansion is micro SD, like we mentioned before. UHSI supports SD, SDXC, and SDHC. External connectivity with DisplayPort, 1.4 alt mode support up to 8K. Holy shit. Sorry, external connectivity for controllers and displays. Up to 8K at 60 hertz or 4K at 120 hertz. So our refresh rate on a 4K is actually pretty fucking high for a handheld. USB 3.2 Gen 2 Y. So pretty much your sort of standard USB port for other controllers and stuff. size, it's 298 millimeters by 117 millimeters by 49 millimeters. And for all those people in the United States,
don't use millimeters.
Millimeters to inches. Let's do the conversion.
Because, you know, we don't believe in the metric system here.
Apparently, we just like to go against the rest of the world.
So, woo! It'll be 11 inches.
Yes, Peanut Gallery.
Oops. I know what we're going to say. It'll be about 12 inches by 4.5 inches-ish. By 2 inches thick.
Right. 2 inches thick, really?
It's 2 inches That's thick.
That's a beefy boy.
That is a beefy boy. Weight, we're looking at about 669 grams. Nice.
Okay, that makes sense because the controllers I know are more extended out.
Probably.
Yeah,
okay. Yep. And
that makes sense now.
For those people that don't do drugs and...
More extended out. I can talk. Holy shit.
What?
In America.
Nothing, just the words I chose. Never mind.
The
order, I guess.
Let's see. How much weight? Oh, mass. Yeah, I might want. 23.5 ounces. 23.5 ounces, so a little over a pound. It's a little over a pound because okay, 16 ounces pretty is light. A pound. That's not bad. That's carryable.
Just barely. I don't know. It's pretty heavy.
Our software is obviously Steam OS.
I was thinking of something else.
Shut
but.
up. 3.0 Arc based. Don't understand what the hell that means because obviously it's a Steam based operating system. Therefore, it's its own thing. And desktop KDE Plasma. Sure. So,
anything else we got to read it?
There's a whole lot of like comfort stuff. Like, tells you about how the joysticks there are gonna be sculpted to your fingers and shit like that. Like I said, if you go onto their website, you can definitely check it out. They do have Wow, those are beautiful pictures. I thought that was a controller at first.
To me, it almost looked like an Xbox controller just stretched out.
Yeah. Like, the looks on these controls are amazing.
Did you say it was touchscreen, like the screen itself, or no? I didn't hear that.
The trackpads.
Oh, I don't know. I think maybe
the screen is touchscreen. Scroll back down. Display.
Touch enabled, yeah.
Yep. Okay. So you will be able to touch your screen. Your greasy, nasty, sweaty fingers all over your clean, nice screen. And for those who have the etched ones. Yeah. What?
Oh, you missed that one.
Don't worry about it. Continue on.
That went over your head. Yeah. That went way over your head. You're going to have to listen to the episode if you want to figure out what to
do. I'm already getting tired of you, boy. But that is the Steam Deck in a nutshell. But the cool things we can see about this is we will have access to Steam directly on our Steam Deck as we're going. It's Wi-Fi enabled. I was kind of hoping for, you know, maybe some, mobile connectivity. So as you're on the fly, you know.
Oh, so you can use just, either.
Yeah, you can use mobile data.
You want a SIM card to be able to pop in there.
I was going
to
say.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
I don't know if that's what you meant.
Something like
hot
that.
Hotspot.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Something I mean, like you could do a hotspot on your phone, but I do like that it's Wi-Fi enabled. I did not realize you could do an external freaking help me out display.
Which, so you didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
There's another thing you could purchase, which is the Steam Dock, and then you dock you would dock it and then external it out.
Yeah. We don't get one of those.
I don't think it came with it. No.
Shit.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
It would.
Cause then
just have it up on that TV.
Would I have it on this TV? Yes. Probably not. You know why? Cause I probably have it upstairs in bed and playing video games on my Steam Deck at upstairs while I'm trying to pass.
Play games in bed.
Why do I have to come down?
Why not?
Exactly. And I can have my Bose headphones in while I'm playing, so I'm not waking her up.
Perfect.
And you can yell at it. Like Call of Duty and break the controller.
I know.
Yeah, you can't truck these controllers because also the game.
Yeah, that realization you've hit adulthood where you're like $600 right in your hand, $700 right there. Yeah, we're gonna go turn this game off and go to something like Angry Birds.
Scorekeeper. I don't know, it's just very soothing.
Angry Birds.
Yes, you're already angry. Let's go to a game that has angry in it.
Yes.
Okay. Why not? It's a
game. Why did that pig not die?
What the fuck? I'm just going to bed.
Fuck this shit.
Do you know how many times I've actually left Angry Birds on my phone saying, fuck this shit?
See? And you wanted to go there to calm down.
Okay. Tetris. Puzzle games are like my go-to for like settling my mind. It's crazy. I know. Solitaire.
There you go.
There we go.
That's a good game.
So, we'll have access to the Steam network. Also, that means you can download games directly to your...
I was just thinking back to when you said solitaire. I'm like, one of those games that you can
download.
Play with yourself and no one questions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All by myself.
RPN.
Okay.
RPN.
So, go to our website, ragegamenetwork.com. Connor, quit laughing so we can get this over with because this has been a
Laughter
mess.
Laughter is life's greatest medicine.
This is a podcast that never
just goes on and on again.
RageGameNetwork.com. go to our links that'll send you to all our social medias. Go and pick yourself up a shirt, a mug, a banner that isn't the Grateful Dead.
One time.
Still have that.
Still has it. Told you.
I mean,
you
can pick up a banner, just not from our website that does that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have happened.
That should have never happened. And
don't even sell it.
I honestly would have showed up like, what the hell is this?
Are you sure you didn't buy that? And
I bought the flag.
You know what? It would be fucked up if your mom ordered the Grateful Dead banner and you were trying, and it got swapped somehow. Some part of me doesn't. That would not surprise me. I don't know. I got a feeling. That's all.
Okay.
So, get yourself whatever that you want. Did you get those V-necks up, Connor?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You absolute liar.
I never lied to you, friend. Of course not.
What about your girlfriend?
What?
Would you lie to her?
No, fuck no.
So did you put those up?
No.
Trapped. Never have I ever lied.
No, why would I do that?
Yeah, yes. They're up there. No, they're not.
All right. So, Connor, put the fucking V-necks up for the ladies, please, for the love of God.
Please, fine.
I want some cleavage over my size.
I'm gonna buy us all shirts.
Yes. Dude,
yes. Double wide scoopy. I don't know if everybody's seen College Humor.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Can I wear my nerd? That's literally just not a shirt.
So
you're not wearing anything.
So for all of you guys out there, if you rage it, we game it.
Peace. See you guys.